to fraud, waste and abuse in the country's medical schemes each year. Now, a national anti-corruption strategy has been launched to investigate maladministration, malpractice and corruption as the country gears up for the launch of the National Health Insurance. Now, the Board of Healthcare Funders and the Council for Medical Schemes have held a briefing to look at the role the private sector will play in rolling out the NHI. Here's Thabile Mbele with this report.
The Board of Healthcare Funders and the Council for Medical Schemes have committed to playing a significant role in the implementation of universal coverage under the National Health Insurance, or NHI. The new health system is currently being piloted in 11 districts across the country. The NHI is a healthcare system aimed at providing health coverage to all South Africans, regardless of their social status. Dr. Clarence Meany, the chairperson of the Council for Medical Schemes, says they've established units that will deal with health technology assessments and anti-fraud strategies to respond to challenges facing the sector.
Between 10 and 15% of the money we collect from schemes goes towards fraud, waste and abuse. And we think the estimate has been about 20 billion rand goes towards fraud. And we were very worried. And that directly contributes to escalating healthcare costs.
Questions about the funding of the NHI as well as the existence and relevance of medical aid schemes under the National Health Insurance dominate each time the NHI issue is raised. There's talk of consolidating smaller schemes with less than 6,000 members into bigger medical schemes. So in the end, there'll be fewer medical aids with larger memberships. The Council for Medical Schemes says there are a number of entities currently operating in different parts of the country that do not comply with the Medical Schemes Act. These will be investigated prior to the launch of the NHI. I'm Thabile Mbele in Johannesburg.
Hussein Ibrahim will be joining us shortly.